Jock Boys. Up against the locker. Vin did as he was told, leaning into the row of cold metal lockers. Nervous sweat shone on his naked back. Coach reached down and roughly grabbed the waistband of Vin's gym shorts. The elastic gave way with a loud rip. The shorts dropped to Vin's ankles. His jockstrap gleamed bright white against his creamy smooth ass.
"You've wanted this, haven't you, boy?"
Vin said nothing.
"I said, haven't you, boy?"
"Yes, sir." Coach spread Vin's ass cheeks. A trace of dark hair meandered down the crack. The college sophomore's hole was pink and hungry.
"Down on that bench, boy."
"Huh?" Vin looked around, confused.
"See that red metal bench?" Coach snarled. "Lie the fuck down on it, on your back."
Vin kicked off his battered shorts and did as he was told. He lay there, lean body drenched in sweat, wearing nothing but black high tops, white socks, and a jock strap that barely contained his swelling dick. Coach walked to a corner of the locker room, came back with a barbell.
"You're gonna bench press for me, boy," he said. "You keep working out. You'll have a body like a porn star."
He laid the iron bar in Vin's outstretched hands.
"Now show me how you pump iron."
Vin looked up at Coach. Late 30s, broadly built, handsome, dressed in gray sweats. The sophomore brought the weight down to his chest, thrust it back up again.
"Slower. Pump slower. Feel it in your fucking muscles. No pain."
Coach grinned evilly.
"No gain."
Vin did as he was told. The older man peeled off his sweatshirt. His torso was well-muscled, just a little bulky, covered with close-cropped hair. A silver whistle, dangling from a lanyard around his neck, slapped against his pecs.
"That's it, boy," Coach said. 10 more reps and you'll get a reward."
He peeled his sweatpants halfway down his thighs. Unlike Vin's, his jock strap was ragged and sweat-stained, but its bulge was, if anything, bigger than the younger man's.
"And 6, Vin grunted. He was staring up at the stretched-out pouch just inches from his face. He could clearly see the outline of Coach's dick. "And 7.
Coach crouched down a bit. The smell of Coach's crotch sweat hit Vin full force.
"You fucking want what's inside that jockstrap, son?"
"Yes, sir, I do."
Vin's muscles were trembling with fatigue. 8. Coach's jockstrap was an inch from his open mouth.
9.
Vin's jaws opened wider. He struggled to extend his arms. The older man lowered his crotch onto Vin's lips. The boy's aching arms pushed the weight up one more time.
"Now you get your reward, jock boy."
He took the barbell from Vin, laid it on the tile floor, and crouched over Vin's handsome face. The college boy reached up and pulled aside the elasticized fabric that had hidden Coach's cock. The swollen shaft sprang out. The hairy, low-hanging nutsack brushed against his lips. Vin stuck out his tongue and started lapping away on Coach's balls, while the older man reached down and started kneading the college boy's well-defined pecs hard.
"Oh."
Vin was groaning, thrusting his crotch in the air.
"That's it. Lick those nuts. You've been wanting those hot nuts, haven't you, boy?"
Vin slurped away, matting down the coarse hair between the coach's sinewy thighs. He could smell the man's ass.
"Boy, if you're hungry, I got a better idea."
Coach reached down, pulled his sweatpants off over his bare feet, and, turning to face the boy, swung one muscular leg over the bench, straddling the boy. He slapped his cock against Vin's face.
"Can I have it, sir?"
"I didn't hear a—"
"Please, please, sir, can I suck your cock?"
Coach slipped his rock-hard shaft between the lean boy's lips. Vin felt veiny man-flesh sliding over his tongue, down his throat. He relaxed his throat muscles to give it room. The man rocked back and forth, pumping hard cock into Vin's wide-open mouth. Vin grabbed the hard cheeks of Coach's ass.
"Yeah, suck that cock."
Vin slapped the coach's butt. Once, twice, the sound ricocheted through the locker room. Vin slapped harder.
Hey!
The older man stopped pumping.
Hey, is he supposed to be doing that? He's not supposed to be slapping me, is he? I mean, if anything, I should be slapping him.
Yeah, Rick, you're right. The director's voice had a weary edge. Vin, leave the rough stuff to Rick. He's the top in this scene, remember?
Vin's mouth was empty now.
Sorry, he said. I just thought...
You're not being paid to think. You're being paid to suck dick.
Vin sighed. Sometimes that guy could be an asshole. Still, he was being paid for this, and the money was good for a weekend's work.
Okay, he said, hoping his tone was sufficiently humble. Listen, you mind if we take a short break? I just need to stretch my legs.
The actor playing the coach sighed.
Jesus, Vin, the director snapped. We're already behind schedule.
Just a few minutes.
How about you, Rick?
Rick's cock was already starting to deflate. He fiddled with his whistle.
See, Vin, Rick wants to keep going, the director said.
He nodded toward the cameraman.
Miguel wants to keep going. And most importantly, I want to keep going.
Vin muttered something.
What was that, Vin? The director snapped. He called you a shithead, Rick said. Did he? Sneered the director. Did he really? Well, maybe, Vin boy, it's time to teach you what being a bottom's all about.
Oh, yeah? Said Vin. Well, maybe I should teach you what being a director's all about. Suck that cock, boy. Real original dialogue.
Vin, my lad, I think you should keep in mind that this video is called Jock Boys. We're not doing Howard's End. Doing Howard's End, Miguel the cameraman chuckled. Great title, boss.
But the director was already walking over to the red metal bench.
Grab his Reeboks, Rick. This prima donna needs to be topped, and topped hard.
Rick had climbed off Vin and was standing at the head of the bench. He grabbed onto Vin's worn leather high tops and pulled the boy's legs back over his head, doubling him over until his butt was wide open, his pulsing hole a bullseye between the white elastic bands of his jockstrap.
You know, Vin, the director said, unbuttoning his jeans, you've been giving me fucking attitude since this shoot began. This is porn, got it? Not some postmodern epic fraught with meaning. Like Goldwyn or somebody said, you want to send a message, call Western Union. You want to make art, buy a paint box. And you want to call yourself a bottom, then you take this big hard dick up your butt.
And he slipped a rubber from his shirt pocket and tore it open with his teeth. With one swift stroke, he unrolled it over his hard-on, which was, in fact, pretty damn large. The cameraman, who figured he might as well keep shooting, zoomed in on the meat sticking out of the director's jeans, now glistening with a slick of lube.
I don't know, Rick, said the director, sliding a lubed finger up Vin's hole. He's pretty tight. You'd have had a job opening the kid up.
It's okay, I'll take sloppy seconds.
Rick smiled, pulling Vin's legs back even farther.
Loosen up, you self-styled porn star, the director snapped, and he brought the palm of his free hand down with a smack.
Rick smiled.
Yeah, you beat his ass. See how he likes it.
The director had two fingers inside now, rummaging around as he slapped Vin's ass, changing flesh from milky white to bright pink. The cameraman jockeyed for a better angle. Vin gasped as the director's fingers pulled out of his hole and were replaced by a big, swollen cockhead.
Oh, yeah, give it to him good, said Rick,
his dick once again rock hard, jutting from his sweaty jock.
Pull your right hand away, said the cameraman, so I can see your dick.
And his viewfinder was filled by the image of a thick dick shaft sliding into an open butt.
Said Vin. What was that, Vin boy? Asked the director.
I said, feels good, sir.
Well, see how good this feels.
And he brought both hands down hard on Vin's butt cheeks as he slammed his cock all the way in.
Oh, yeah, fucking yeah, cried Vin.
Miguel, I hope you're getting this on tape. Bet it looks great.
Always thinking of your career, huh, Vin? The director sneered. Shut him up, Rick.
And hairy, muscular Rick slid his cock into Vin's upside-down mouth. Plugged from both ends, Vin squirmed against the hard metal gym bench. He struggled to maneuver his hand down over his lean belly, down to where his stiff cock was still trapped by his jockstrap. Vin gave his dick flesh a hard squeeze through the fabric of the pouch. Sticky pre-cum was seeping through.
"You want a big part?" the director grunted. "Is this part big enough for you?"
And he plowed into Vin's wide-open ass, again and again and again.
"Looks great, boss," said the cameraman. "Maybe you could just pull out a little?"
The red-headed director slid his dick out for a close-up. Rick let go of Vin's Reeboks and reached down for the boy's big nipples, pinching them hard, squeezing and twisting. Vin flung his aching legs over the director's shoulders and reached into his jockstrap, freeing his cock from the pouch, stroking his own hot flesh. Rick's long cock pounding away at his throat brought tears to his eyes. The director's cock slammed hard into his butt, used from both ends. He was being fucking used from both ends. He felt ready to explode. Shit, he felt like he was in a porn video.
"Careful, Rick," said the director. "I don't want you to waste your load. We still have a scene to wrap up before the day is done."
"Don't worry about me, boss," Rick said, still fucking Vin's handsome face. "I'm a pro." "A bit temperamental, but a pro," the director thought. "I know you are, Rick. That's why you keep working for me. Now, Vin here," and he slapped the boy's ass again, harder than ever.
"You know, guys," said the cameraman, "if you wanted to give me a good cum shot, I bet I could work all this into the finished video."
"Cum shot?" asked Rick.
"Cum shot," said the director.
The director jerked his huge cock out of Vin's well-used hole and peeled off the juice-covered condom. Rick pulled his bulging meat from Vin's aching jaw, and Vin, looking at the two men standing over him, jacked away on his own throbbing cock.
"Ready, guys?" the director asked.
"Ready.
Ready.
Ready."
"On the count of three," the director said, taking charge as usual. "One, two." And cum arced upward, glittering in the intense glare of the studio lights. The director shot on Vin's belly. Rick shot all over Vin's face. And Vin just shot and shot and shot.
"Jesus, that looked fucking great," the cameraman switched off his camera. "Got me going. In fact, with your permission..."
"Go for it, Miguel," said the director.
But Miguel's hands were already off his camera and onto his crotch, unzipping his fly and pulling out his stiff, brown, uncut cock. While the three others toweled off and caught their breath, he worked his hard on, sliding foreskin over shaft, back and forth over shiny dickhead, till a big, creamy load jetted out of his piss slit, spraying the tile floor and a stray copy of the shooting script.
"Cut! That was great!"
The four men smiled. Casey, the actor who'd played the director, said,
"I did okay with the Howard's End lines?"
"Yeah, fine, Casey," the director said.
"You don't think it was a little campy for a video like this?"
"If I thought so, I wouldn't have written it. A dash of wit is one of my directional trademarks."
"Pretentious prat," thought Vin.
"All four of you did just fine," the director continued. "You okay, Vin?"
"Yeah, terrific," the lean young man said, gingerly stroking his hot butt. Rick, Miguel, and Casey were already heading for the showers.
"Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow we'll shoot the weight room gangbang scene with Rick, Vin, Casey, Dylan, and that new kid. What's his name?"
"Leroy," said the fluffer.
"His screen name, I mean."
"Leroy."
"Leroy? What kind of name is that for a porn actor?"
"It's his name," said the fluffer, "and he likes it."
"Well, we can always change it for the box cover. A guy with a piece of meat like that, Leroy."
He shook his head in mock disbelief. "Hey, Zach, can I talk to you for a minute?" Vin asked the director, as the film crew was packing up for the day. Zach, a retired porn star himself, was tall, blonde, and good-looking.
"What's up, Vin?"
"I was wondering if you gave any more thought to what we talked about, my idea for a video."
"Vin, I don't think the world is ready for a musical comedy about fisting. Not even San Francisco is ready."
Vin sat on the red metal gym bench, still stripped down to his jockstrap. Zack stood beside him.
But you used my idea for Jock Boys, Vin said.
Sure, because the film within a film gimmick works. People will get it. It's kind of clever, but it doesn't interrupt the action.
So why not go one step further and...
Vin, I realize you're a smart kid.
Zack laid a hand on Vin's bare shoulder.
But this isn't art, it's porn. Porn, get it? We give the vid buyer what he wants, which is hunky guys fucking. Just hunky guys fucking.
As long as everyone thinks that way, we'll always be making the same old standard shit. Things will never improve.
Improve? Zack smiled wryly. You mean get artier, don't you? You know, someone once said to me that writing porn stories is a top thing. You get to set up a scene and you make the reader go along.
Zack's strong hand kneaded Vin's glistening shoulder.
But making videos is a bottom thing. Hate to tell you, Vin, but you're nothing but a hustler once removed. Somebody pays his money and you're in his living room. You show off for him. He pushes a button, you freeze in your tracks or fuck in slow motion. He doesn't like your looks, he pushes another button and your history. So we give the buyer what he wants.
Like the coach and the hunky jock.
Yeah, like the coach and the hunky jock. See you tomorrow, guys. Have fun, the lady man called and left the set.
Vin and Zack were alone now in the dim locker room. The director's hand had moved from Vin's shoulder down to his pec, found its way to a nipple.
Don't take it personally, kid, Zack said, pinching down on dark nipple flesh. You know I've always liked you.
Vin didn't much enjoy putting out for directors. He liked to feel he'd gotten where he'd gotten on the basis of talent alone. The best bottom since Joey, everyone said. Still, Zack was attractive, if a bit of a jerk. And despite Vin's being tired from the day's shoot, something in him was still more than a little hungry. He arched his back and pushed his well-muscled chest forward, up against Zack's hand. Then maybe you want to fuck me, boss, he said. Casey's already opened me up real good. Zack reached into Vin's jockstrap and grabbed the actor's dick, which was, somewhat surprisingly, already getting hard again.
Don't want to wear out your talents, the director said. You've got to be fucked by Leroy tomorrow, so for now, why don't you be top? Show me how you pump that dick.
Zack unbuttoned his shorts, let them drop to his ankles, and turned his back to Vin, showing off his muscular butt.
You've been wanting this hot ass, haven't you, Vin?
Ignoring the porn video line, Vin spit in his hand and slid two fingers up the crack of Zack's butt, rubbing at the hot pucker till it relaxed and let him in. As Vin's fingers penetrated him, hooked around and hit his prostate, the director shuddered with pleasure. Vin pulled his fingers out, just his fingertips remaining up the soft, hot hole, and then slid three fingers back in, twisting them inside the moaning man's butt.
Oh, fuck, that feels good, said Zack.
Fingers still inside the director's ass, Vin rose to his feet and pressed up against the man's muscular back and butt.
There are rubbers in the pocket of my shorts.
Vin reached down, fished one out, and tore it open. A red one. He unrolled it over his hefty cock. His dick turned a fiery pink. Zack was leaning over, hands against the row of lockers, ass pushed out and ready. Vin stood behind the director and spit on his hole.
Yeah, said Zack. Fuck my ass.
Vin positioned the head of his bulging dick, poked tentatively at the waiting hole, then thrust his shaft home. Grabbing the director's waist, Vin shoved roughly into the beautiful blonde ass.
So I'm nothing but a whore, huh? Vin snarled. We'll see who the slut is, Zack. We'll see who needs to be used. Vin, boy, for a bottom, you fuck pretty good, Zack gasped.
Shut the fuck up, Mr. Big Shot Director. I'm in charge now. Vin pounded harder, pounding till Zack's head banged against the lockers.
Ow!
Now, boys, play nice.
With a start, Vin glanced over his shoulder. It was Leroy. The newcomer was young and black, with a short, broad-shouldered body and a cock reputed to hang halfway down to his knees.
Yep, guys, it's me, Leroy said with a smile. Your basic porno cliché, the young black buck with the dick of death. I've been watching you for a while now.
I came to talk to Zack, but it would appear he's otherwise engaged.
Vin, reveling in his unaccustomed role as top, hadn't even slightly slacked off fucking Zack.
What's it to you, Leroy? He spat out.
I'll show you, Leroy said, reaching into the fly of jeans and pulling out a huge tool that hardened in his hand. Better yet, I'll fuck you.
Jeans and shirt,
Zack grunted from between gritted teeth.
What, boss? Asked Leroy.
I said, Zack enunciated, there are rubbers in the pocket of my shorts.
Leroy fished one out. It was black. Not purplish black like his cock. Jet black like formal wear. Unrolled, it just barely made it down to the base of Leroy's enormous piece of meat.
You better lube my ass good, Vin pleaded. There's a bottle of Grease Me Up on that shelf over there.
Vin thrust all the way into Zack's guts and stood stock still, awaiting the entrance of Leroy's tuxedo-ish cock. He gasped as Leroy slid in from behind him, stretching and heating up his ass. Casey might have opened Vin up, but Leroy's dick was the one that made an impression. Grabbing onto an overhead pipe for balance, Leroy screwed Vin slowly, deliberately, almost maliciously, and Vin responded by rhythmically fucking Zack's ass.
Oh, fuck, Vin moaned. Oh, fuck.
Suddenly, all three froze in their tracks. They hurriedly reversed their actions, then slowly, jerkily, repeated the beginning of the three-way. Sprawled on his sweat-soaked sofa, Tibor watched the three men on his big-screen TV as they fucked each other at half speed. He really liked the part where the black guy, jeans down around his thighs, slipped it into Vin. Tibor's eyes were glued to the glowing image of the fuck scene. His right hand slid up and down slowly on his well-lubed cock. With his left fingers, he played with his hole. Tibor sure enjoyed this video. It was a little contrived, maybe, a little hard to follow, but the action was non-stop and the guys were definitely hot. And sometimes when Tibor was in the locker room at the Y, after trying to work off some of his excess weight, this three-way scene would spring to his mind and he'd feel himself getting hard. Then he would delay his workout and head for the steam room, where hard-ons were generally welcome. The three men on TV thrust and screwed and slapped each other's butts. They were almost ready to shoot. But Tibor wasn't ready, not quite. So his hand left his cock for the remote control. The three men backed up a bit and then started in again. Tibor reached for the bottle of poppers. The familiar fumes made him feel like he was melting into pure sex, like there was nothing in the whole world but the three glowing men on screen and the amazing sensations in his own cock and ass. He squeezed hard on his shaft, almost to the point of pain, then let up, stroking the length of his wet cock as his other hand fingered his pulsing asshole. Next time he'd use his new butt plug. The three men on screen were close to coming. Tibor's own dick was soaked with pre-cum. He'd been managing to keep himself on the brink. Just on the brink. He pinched the little flap of skin just below his swollen dickhead. Oh, my God. He shoved his fingers deep into his butt. Oh, fuck. His hand pumped harder, harder at his cock. Fuck, fuck, fuck. He shut his eyes. Pumped, finger fucked. Pumped, pumped, pumped. Hot cum gushed all over his belly. One wad hit him in the face. He caught his breath, luxuriating in the currents of sensation still coursing through his body. Jesus, that felt fucking great. When he opened his eyes again, the men on the screen were gone. There was a rapid succession of clips, scenes from other rock-hard videos. Tibor reached for the roll of paper towels and wiped his dick and torso. Shit, a little bit of spooge had even gotten on the sofa. He pushed a button on the remote and the DVD came to a halt. Tibor pulled on his boxers and t-shirt. His roommate would be home soon. Tibor looked around the room, all cleaned up. Still a little shaky, he walked to the DVD player, punched eject.
With a clunking of gears, the player's drawer opened, offering up its pornographic contents. Tibor grabbed it and slid it back in its case, the case marked Jock Boys.